Okay, first thing I want to say is I'm so excited that you're here. I am so honored and so grateful that you've decided to go on this journey with me. This entire course, it's a product of a passion I've had for quite some time now. I'm pushing a decade at this point. I think it's been 8, 9 years, something like that. Since I discovered manifestation and since I became absolutely fucking obsessed with it. And the reason why I became so obsessed with it is because as I looked around my life at the time of me discovering it, I was not happy. I was living in a home with someone I had married at that point very, very fast. I was coming out of a period of alcoholism and recovery from that. And, you know, I was living in this home that was, I couldn't keep clean to save my life. No matter how much I cleaned, I couldn't keep it clean. And I couldn't find any genuine peace at this point in my life. I had, you know, prior to getting to that point of arrival where I discovered manifestation, my life had been a series of wildly weird events or, you know, just drama, left and right, chaos, failure, lack, homelessness, just you name it. But at the point of me entering this point of my journey, this junction of my journey, I had two children and I knew something had to change. And at the time I was working in a corporate job that I absolutely despised. I would literally cry on the way to work, you guys, and then celebrate the moment I left the building. I mean, it felt like a rebirth every time I left the building. So I'm going to tell you guys in this audio, I'll try to keep it a little bit short and sweet and to the point, but I'm a rambler at heart, okay? I want to tell you a little bit about my journey and what inspired me to make this course in the first place and a little bit about who I am. And for anyone that really resonates with my story or maybe share some things or anything, what have you, please, I would love for you to go into the discussion part of this section or even go into the group and tell me what happened with you. Tell me about your life. Tell me what brought you to where you are now. I'd love to share those experiences with you. So guys, I am Hannah Mason. And I am the creator of this course. I am your guide, your mentor, your friend. And I am just a version of you that's a couple steps ahead, right? I'm just a few steps ahead of where you are right now in your understanding of how to create the life of your dreams. And, you know, the deeper I go into this stuff, the more I realize this information is essential. This information should be being taught to our kids in elementary school because it's so important. But back to kind of what brought me here. And, you know, I want to say this too. I fully intend, and I have throughout the creation of this course, I've made sure to keep it real vulnerable, real raw, and just super honest. So I share with you guys my journey throughout some of these trainings. And you get to really hear me open up about some of the things I've been through and the challenges I've had too. Because you're not alone, okay? You're not alone. We're all experiencing this shit together, just in our little individual pods of life. So getting back to my story, I had a lot of pressure on my back at the time of me discovering manifestation. I just really wasn't happy. And so being in that job, money became the focus. Money was a focus for me for most of my life because I grew up in poverty. I grew up in dealing with homelessness. And so that's something that I knew I didn't want to have to live out for the rest of my life, but it's something I ended up falling into for a period. Manifestation really became the only thing that I felt like I could actually do something with. It felt like, okay, there's something here. I feel like if I learn it, if I understand it, I'm going to be able to take the reins back over my life, right? Because at that point, I genuinely believed that I was a victim to life. I genuinely believed that I was a kink in the system somewhere along the way, that there was some mistake whenever I was born, because the way that I perceived the world responding to me, I got the sense I wasn't welcome. Okay. And so that really held me down in a place of just feeling powerless, feeling incapable, feeling like I was always going to fail. Like everything I touched would turn to fucking dust. You know, it really gave me that sense. And so I lived in a state of procrastination. I would have dreams. I would have goals. but I would never follow through. It would feel like pulling teeth to get to a point where I could act on any self, like, or intrinsic self-motivated goal. If it wasn't something outside of me telling me to do it, I didn't really trust it. And when you live in that frame of mind, oh man, you really are at the mercy of life, okay? You are at the mercy of your environment. You are at the mercy of the people around you. You are at their mercy. And the only way to get what you want, at least from my point of view at that point, was manipulation or being a victim. I needed people to feel sorry for me so I could survive. That's how low I was. That's where I was when I first started, you guys. When I first began, I had anxiety that I call crippling. I had literally crippling social anxiety. I was so afraid that as I was trying to just make ends meet for my children and myself, that everybody would see me for what I really was, an unwanted burden, right? That's what I believed. And so I lived in constant fear. And I always wanted to control people's perception around me, right? Which makes it even harder to do because you're so focused on it. And I would have experiences where I would just be with the wrong people just to feel loved just a little bit, even if I knew it wasn't real love. I wouldn't let anybody have access to me because I just needed to feel wanted because I was living in this state of being perpetually unwanted. And I would end up in car. I had a car accident once because I had such anxiety over what someone may be thinking about me. I could have killed myself, you guys. I could have killed someone else because I had fear and an emotion in my body that I didn't know what to do with it. I had no idea how to stop having intrusive thoughts, right? I would have horrible, horrible thoughts that would suggest for me to do awful things. And I've heard people around me that have had those experiences too, but some of them actually act on them, right? I didn't want to be one of those people. I felt powerless to my thoughts. I felt powerless to my emotions. I felt like I couldn't do anything I actually wanted to do. I couldn't do anything that was actually good for me because I just didn't have the energy. My body would literally stop me. It would cripple me. I felt like everything that I actually wanted was absolutely impossible. And coming from where I grew up, the people I grew up with, I can still remember, you know, conversations. I can't remember specifics of what was said, but I can remember, like, my mind will bring me to an image of me with my grandmother sitting outside with everybody or smoking a cigarette, you know, kids playing around and us talking about these kinds of things. And just, I can only imagine the things that were actually being said. I feel like those are the beliefs now or were the beliefs at that point. And I say all this to you guys because I really want you to know this course is created from a genuine place of coming from someone that needed it. I needed this course. Oh man, I would have gone on the street if I didn't have the money to pay for this course, if this course was in existence whenever I had first discovered manifestation. Because I remember asking the questions that I answer in the course. You know, how do I let go? I don't know how to let things go. I don't know how to feel something I haven't experienced yet. I didn't know what any of that actually looked like or what that meant. And it held me back for years. And, you know, I made it a promise to myself as I progressed, as I learned more, as I started to feel more empowered, as I started to find more resources, more tools, more mentors, more guidance. And I started to see this like connectivity in life that manifestation essentially is all about, right? Exposes us to. I started to see that and it helped me stop trusting the past so much, but I made a promise to myself along the way that if I figure this out, I'm going to teach it. I will tell the fucking world what I discover, because if I'm feeling like this, if I'm struggling this much with this and I want it this bad, because I see that this tool that we call manifestation, law of attraction, what have you, this tool is something that can absolutely change anyone's life. It can take someone like me who feels like a nothing and a nobody and has nothing and sometimes has nobody. It can take me from feeling that way to being the person I've always wanted to be and doing the things I've always wanted to do and feeling as confident and as free from the influence of other people and their opinions or their agenda for me or what have you, right? It can take me from being this powerless victim to life to being this empowered, confident, self-affirming, self-loving woman that knows her worth. If it can take me from being that little girl that was in her mid to late 20s, maybe not little girl, right? Little woman, who didn't understand the concept of self-worth and genuinely sat in her journal for hours trying to find a sense of self-worth, trying to prove to herself and convince herself that she's worthy to not have to feel fear constantly, that she's worthy to actually live a good life, because I didn't believe that. But if I can get that girl who literally had no sense of self-worth or value, and when she said, what's my value, what's my worth, and nothing came to mind, not one inch of herself felt like it was worthy of anything. If I can take that and turn it into who I am now and who I was even before who I am now with manifestation, this is something that I can't just experience this and move on. I have to share this. I have to bring this to people because I wish someone brought it to me. And the person that did expose the world to manifestation in the way that we kind of see it, in the way that can confuse us also, but has opened us up to the possibilities, because of that person, I now get to be where I am, right? So because of me, someone else is going to get to be where they want to be. And that's how this thing goes. And that's what I wanted to be a part of. Because I could look around easily and see all the negativity being spread in the world, all the hatred, all the pain, all of it. And it never made sense to me. None of that made sense to me. I kind of understood it. I experienced it, but it didn't make sense. And things sometimes, I need things to make sense sometimes. I just felt like there was more to the story. There's more to the picture that we haven't seen yet. There's something else going on beneath the surface that's causing us to be this way. And I need to understand because I don't want to be this way. It doesn't feel good. And my life sucks because I'm being this way, right? So I knew that I wanted to be a part of creating a different reality for the world, for my children, for myself, and for if they have children. I want them to know that there's another way. Because from where I started, there was no other way than fear. There was no other way than stress. Stress was a normal state of being. Now where I stand, stress is an altered state of being. It's not normal. And I know that now, thanks to manifestation. And so this tool has really just, it's become a tool for personal development. It's become a tool for healing for me. And that's the way I teach it. Everything that you learn in this course is going to teach you how to heal yourself in a different kind of way. And there's so many ways, right? There's so many people that are discovering so many different ways that they've helped transform themselves, and they're sharing it with you. This is just one more. This is a tool to add to your toolbox, but we're all doing the same damn thing. We're just healing. We're letting go of the past, and we're choosing who we want to be now. And manifestation gives us the understanding of why we can do that, how we can do that, and how we can do it really good, really precisely. And actually experience the things that our soul, our being, our body, our heart, our mind is saying is possible for us. It's time we start listening to that. And that's what this course empowers you to do. It empowers you to be able to listen to your dreams, to focus on your dreams, to think about your dreams as if they are real for you now. It empowers you to be able to feel how you actually want to feel. It empowers you to actually think how you want to think, because you guys, in my search, in my pursuit of money, of a job that I didn't hate, right? Of just freedom in any sense of the word, I didn't realize along the way that what I really wanted and what that actually meant, right? What the money was a symbol for, what the healthy partnership was a symbol for, what the career was a symbol for. I didn't realize it until I realized it, and then it changed everything for me, and it unlocked my creative flow. But I didn't realize that what I really wanted, I didn't want the money or those things. I did, but I didn't. I wanted what they represented. I wanted to be the person that had those things, because that's what it takes, and that's what you learn in this course. You learn how to become the version of yourself that has those things. You don't learn how to get the thing. You learn how to be the version of you that already has it. And that's how you get it. So what I really wanted was I wanted to be a free thinker. I wanted to think for myself. I wanted to be able to have a say over what I was thinking about instead of hearing and seeing all these horrible things that could happen at any point in time, constantly ruminating over the past, constantly, constantly hurting, constantly, constantly feeling anxious, constantly thinking about what is that person thinking of me, blah, 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 right? All of that. I wanted that to stop. I wanted to be able to think freely. I wanted to be able to say yes or no to a thought. If I didn't like it, if it made me feel bad, I didn't want to have to think about it. I didn't want to have to focus on anything that was hurting me. And that's all I felt like I could focus on at that time. So I didn't realize at the time that I just wanted choice. I wanted freedom of choice to choose who I wanted to be. I wanted freedom to choose what I wanted to believe in. I wanted freedom to choose, you know, how I wanted to feel, everything. I wanted freedom to choose how much money I could make in my life, or the experiences, or the quality of my life, or the types of partners I could attract, or that I could have, right? I wanted to be able to choose those things. I wanted to have a say, because from where I started, I had no power over that. I had no control. I just had to hope for the best and expect the worst. That was the mantra. That was the mantra I grew up with. Hope for the best and expect the worst. Who else has that mantra? I bet a lot of you do. But we're going to drop that mantra in this course. No. We're going to hope for the best. We're going to expect the best. And we're going to be the best version of ourselves that we feel fucking called to be, that we want to be, that feels nourishing for us to be. But that's why I made this course. Because I know that if I feel this way, if I'm craving control, right, over myself, and now I understand that having, you know, whoever you believe yourself to be, having that control over yourself, your thoughts and your emotions and your behaviors, that means that you actually do have more control over your life than you ever did before. That right there is something that can take a person from feeling hopeless and feeling like the world is crushing them to the point where it feels better to die, or it feels better to hurt yourself. I've been there too. Or it feels better just to give it all up and run away. It feels better just to accept failure and accept defeat and accept this miserable life until you can finally fucking die, right? That right there, that is what this information can prevent. It can save someone from that. And I thank my soul every day for guiding me in the way that it has, because something has been guiding me, you guys. And it has led me to you. It has led you to me. And in that energy, in that space, in that support, that's where we're going to get everything we've ever wanted. We're going to be exactly who we want to be. Okay. So I just love you guys because I see you as me. I see you as different versions of me, and I'm a different version of you. Different expressions of the same energy expressing in all these unique, beautiful ways. And I just want you to tap into what is already you, your own magic. Your unique expression of this life force energy, of this source energy that lives within you. I want you throughout this course to tap into that and release anything that is false, anything that you have held tightly because you didn't know you can let it go. I want you to release all of those things through your journey here and access the authentic, magical, fucking wonderful version of you that you have been sleeping on, okay? That is what this course is intended to do, and I'm here to help you do it. So with all that being said, I love you guys. Go dive into the course. Go into the community. Be active. I'm there to support you.